3, 2, 1. Fernando and Greg, and your good news.
Yes, here's how the good news works. We're going to give you some good news. You give us your good news back at 888-456-9970. You can call us or text us. Tell us what is good in your life. Got to show some love for Shannon Grimm, kindergarten teacher in Texas. She was really concerned about one of her students, 5-year-old Priscilla Perez. She kept getting bullied. I mean, this was going on for several weeks. She took matters into her own hands. The teacher did, or in her case, the hair. Shannon has a student whose mom cut her hair really, really short. And she went from around her shoulders to just above the back of her neck, which didn't seem like a big deal until Priscilla got to school. And then several of the students started making fun of her and calling her a boy, saying that she looks like a boy. And her teacher noticed that this was kind of making her sad and getting her depressed. So the teacher went home and cut her hair to a similar length to little Priscilla. Now, keep in mind, too.
Wouldn't it be easier to kick the other kids' asses? That's what I would have done. I'm not going to jack up my hair just because that girl's mom jacked up hers. I would have just taken those other little kids and beat them. What is it? This is Texas. This is what we do. What's not wrong this with lady. This woman?
No, she didn't go that route.
This was a very California thing she did.
So, and this lady had some really long hair, too. Like, she had it down, she said, like, pretty close to, like, her waist.
Oh.
So, when she showed up to school... That's a long-ass hair. When she showed up to school, like, you know, the kids were, like, shocked. They couldn't believe that she would do it. And then she used it as a teachable moment.
Like, say something.
Yeah.
Say
what she's going to say now. And she said, listen, anybody...
I think I would have done that with a wig. I would have just used
a
wig.
You would have, like, rolled up the hair.
And... Yeah, I'm not cutting all my hair off to just prove a point when she could have done it by whooping their ass. That's how you prove a point. They all need Kenneth. Everybody needs a little Kenneth Cheryl in their lives. Oh, everybody needs a little Big Buck in their lives. They toughen up a little bit.
Yeah.
She said that her students were shook. They couldn't believe, like, how much, like, that
yeah,
she
then they started
ahead.
Making fun of her. I mean, it didn't really help. I'm sure they were like, oh, my God. And I'm sure the parents were like, girl, what is wrong with you? I hope this wasn't in Dallas. You can't have bad hair in Dallas. I hope this was somewhere in, like, South or East Texas.
Oh, my God. This is a smaller town.
Someone from the 510 says she could have been a transplant from California.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, enough of this, like... sort of stuff. You gotta toughen up.
She said, listen, you can be true to yourself and be whoever you want to be regardless of what styles you choose to adopt.
The kid didn't want to be that person. The mother screwed up her hair. It wasn't the girl didn't come in and try to make a statement. That wasn't the girl. She wasn't like, I want to have ugly hair. The mother cut her hair.
Little Priscilla was totally cool with this. In fact, she like definitely brightened up. The bullying stopped. And now things are pretty much back to normal in that classroom now. So there you go.
I guess everybody in there is getting a trophy.
Shan, has that ever happened? Like, your mom made you, like, cut your hair?
No, but I cut my own hair, and I look like a Pikachu. And I had it was the worst day of my life.
Like, my mom always talks about this. So kids, you know, there's some age where all kids cut their own hair.
Mm-hmm.
And they ruin it. And my mother always says, I was so glad Greg never did this. He cut the girl next door's hair.
Oh.
So I cut somebody else's hair, and I didn't mess with mine. But, I mean, so many kids do this.
Yeah.
You cut your own, you're just playing one day, and you mm-hmm. decide, well, let me get myself a haircut.
Let me get some bangs.
That happens with everybody. We all screw up our hair at some point.
Oh, it's the worst. And then you have to live like that. But as a kid, you kind of just like, whatever, I'll just put my hair up in two pigtails.
Where was this teacher in the 80s when I had a mullet? Why didn't I have a teacher like that who could get a mullet with me? Let me know. I was cool.
510 wants to know, how do you cut your hair like a Pikachu?
I don't trust. It was bad.
We don't know when we're little. We just do it. It was just magic. Uh-huh. You go like this.
Yeah.
I was a kid who like jumped out of the barber chair because I didn't want to get the haircut. I remember like my dad chased me through a parking lot in a shopping center because I had gotten in a chair. They put the little thing on me and then I broke out. I was like, I've got to go. And ran off.
The party didn't tell us there was a McDonald's next
door. Yeah, well, I would have much rather gone. There was a McDonald's, actually.
I know. That's why I said
it. I was right to free.
You don't have to tell me.
It was Shamrock Shake time. I had to get it. Meg, what is your good news? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic. What is your good news this morning?
So we are in the process of buying a condo in Nashville.
Are you moving away from us?
No, we're not going to move away. We just wanted to get in on the ground floor because Nashville's about to blow.
All right.
So well, and that's good news for me because I was looking. I always look ahead at future football schedules, and I noticed I think the Cowboys play the Titans in Nashville next year, so I will be staying in your condo. Is it close is it close to the stadium?
It's about 5-minute drive from Broadway, so yeah.
Oh, girl, I won't be driving. How long's the walk? I'll be stumbling over to Broadway, girl.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, congratulations, Meg. Happy about your good news. Keep that coming. Fernando and Greg at 99.7. Now, let's play the Big Money Minute.
Let's play. Big Money Minute. Big Money
Minute. Pulling up Linda in Campbell. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
How are you staying warm in Campbell this morning?
I am, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Maybe if you win a lot of money here, make things even warmer, more exciting here. $1,600 is inside the jackpot. And all you have to do is answer 10 questions correctly to get that money.
That's it, huh?
That's it. See? It's simple. You have anybody over there that's going to try to help you with this?
I don't. No, I'm actually in my car pulled over on the side of the road.
All right, safety first. Let's get this game going.
All right, you ready? Here we
I'm ready.
Go.
Ready, set, go.
What color do you get when you mix red and blue?
Purple.
Finish the lyrics. Hi-ho, hi-ho.
It's off to work I go.
This firehouse breed of dog has a white coat with black spots.
Dalmatian.
Swimming pools require this chemical to keep them clean.
Chlorine.
Who is number 30 for the Golden State Warriors?
Steph Curry.
In math, 12 inches is equal to what?
1 foot.
Taste the rainbow is the catchphrase for which brand of candy?
Skittles.
Rapunzel was famous for having this feature.
Long hair.
Spell pistachio.
Oh, Lord. P-I-S-T-A-C-H-I-O.
This pop star topped the charts in 2014 with All About That Bass.
Oh, good Lord. Megan Trainor.
Yeah! Yeah!
Thank you, Jesus. That bass nearly cost you $1,600 for you, Linda. Are you alive?
Wow. I'm alive.
You are pulled over still, right?
I am pulled over, yes, absolutely.
I think we're more excited for you than you are. $1,600.
I'm actually in shock right now, because here's why. I am absolutely horrible under pressure.
Not today.
The fact that I just pulled this off is like a miracle.
Today. You did it.
It's the miracle on the freeway.
Yes.
What freeway are you on right now?
I'm actually on Civic Center Drive in Campbell. I was not yet on the freeway.
All right. So. It's the miracle on Civic Center Drive for $1,600. People in the Bay Area will remember where they were when it happened. It's almost like the catch.
That's it. All right.
Linda, enjoy that money. $1,600 is all yours, and we do appreciate you playing this morning.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. We're so happy you won.
Yeah, I know. We're very happy. We love it when we give away all that money. $1,600 right now. Now, the jackpot's going to go back down to $1,000. That's still amazing money, though, and we're going to give that away hopefully next Tuesday when we play this again, another Big Money Minute with Fernando and Greg at 99.7 now. Hey, guys, say what's up again to Linda and Campbell. She did it. She scored $1,600 in the Big Money Minute. And with the weird thing, too, she said that she didn't think that she could do it because she's not really good under pressure. But not today. Today was her day. She scored the money. She got it. Big Money Minute. We'll play again next Tuesday for $1,000.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
So things started to ramp up a bit on The Bachelor last night with a few of the women talking behind the back of the other women, saying that there are a couple girls.
Jocking. Girls on The Bachelor are talking about the other ones behind their back.
Letting know that maybe some of them are not there for the right intentions. Maybe they're not ready for a relationship. Maybe one or two of them just start thinking about maybe becoming The Bachelorette later on. They're just doing this to get to increase
their
profile.
That's what they should be thinking of. They should be there to collect Instagram followers. I mean, that's what life's about now, right, Shan?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the only reason I would go on there.
Is there anything more important than getting more Instagram followers?
Money?
Okay. Which getting Instagram followers could lead to money.
Yeah, gets you money.
That Greg 997, then. Follow me. That Greg 997. I need some money.
Shan Berries. Shan Berries, please.
Fernando
follow.
For real.
Okay. I really follow that Greg 997.
Yeah.
I'll post a dirty picture today if y'all follow
me.
That Greg 997. I won't say who, but I'll post a dirty picture.
Meanwhile, Myra's on the line right now. Myra, you're our super fan. So, man, how about last night?
The cloth, I guess, came out last night. There was a couple cat fights.
Three of the women had told Colton that he needs to kind of watch his back because these girls, some of these remaining girls, don't have the right intention. Well, I know Tasia was one who, when she was on her date with him, you know, she didn't name anybody specifically. But then later you find out that Kaylin was one of those women because he told her, like, you know, oh, I'm a little concerned that you're not here for the right reason.
Is there a right reason to go on The Bachelor?
Yeah.
No.
Well, actually, I mean, what's the right reason? To look like an asshole?
Is that why you guys want me to go on there so bad?
I want you to go on there so we can make some money out of you.
For real. Pimp
I can use
out.
You no, for Sam, money.
You can blow up
Sam,
your
you
makeup line.
You do not need to go on that show. I mean, you already have a man, right? You don't need any IG followers. You got enough. I mean,
yeah, but if you get more, you can start making money off your IG, like real money.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you want to, but no, you don't need to be involved in that. Oh,
they just want to pimp me out.
I know, clearly. Come on, Greg. I can. We know you.
We need money, girl. We need money. I'm getting close to retirement.
Tasha, in her initial one-on-one dates, she did not name anyone. But actually, in this date, she did. She called out Kaylin, and then she called out Cassie. She seems really nice and genuine. But I have to tell you, I usually have a good instinct about, like, who's really true or, like, who's just there for, you know, to be on TV.
Yeah.
But I felt like she initially was, you know, real and everything. But after this show, I'm not sure.
Chris Harrison's saying, hey, yeah, at some point, Colton is definitely going to quit the show. Although that episode is still like maybe one, two or three away.
Is that what's happening?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, they keep showing that preview of him jumping over the fence.
Yeah, but, you know, I thought they were just showing that, you know, for more drama.
I'm sure he's going to come back.
I mean, who really knows? But also, can I just say about that girl, Heather, the never been kissed girl?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, you're talking about the whole show about how you want to marry someone. You really want to marry someone who hasn't kissed anyone? Come on.
Yeah, let's go back to basics here. Baby steps, girl.
Yes,
well, at
exactly.
least the guy will be the best she ever had. There'll be never an issue with that.
I mean, I guess so. I don't know why she went on that show.
All right, Myra, your addiction continues.
I know.
What do you mean you don't know why she went on that show? Because she's a whore, a fame whore. They're all whores in some way, whether it's for fame or otherwise.
I know, it's not so shocking to think that maybe one or two of
them. Why do you think I want Shan on the show? I'm a fame whore by proxy. I want her to be famous, and then I can just be in the crew.
Man, every time they run that thing on The Bachelor where it says, if you want to be on The Bachelor, go ahead and send this thing off there.
I tried. Their application form is way too long, and they're asking way too many detailed questions that I don't feel like I should answer. Like, how much money I make? How many drinks do I have in a week? Like, I don't know how many drinks I have. How many drinks, Greg?
Well, it depends on the week.
Right?
Greg fills out all the other forms for you around here. Why don't you just have him do that for you?
I mean, I guess.
He'll get you on the show.
I could use some more Instagram followers, so let's go.
All right, that's going to do it for your dirty scene.
Hey, Fernando and Greg.
99.7 now.
Morning, Fernando and Greg Faithful. It looks really beautiful outside, but it's another chilly morning. Some parts of the Bay Area, East Bay, North Bay, temperatures in the upper 20s. So do wrap up, bundle up a little bit, and stay warm today. Looking ahead here in just a couple of minutes, last Thursday's Love Trap was another crazy one where we had a guy ghosting Tara, our Love Trapee.
And basically, we found out later that the guy that ghosted her turned out to be gay. We'll get the follow-up here in just a couple of minutes and see what happened after the love trip.
Yeah, find out what happened with them. Now, since we've been doing this Shan scam where Shan scams all these scam call people back, we've been getting a lot of emails, phone calls from people who are getting these scams themselves, and they have sent in their scam emails and their scam phone calls. And Shan, we got one this week from a woman who, and I actually got this one not that long ago. I'd only heard of it before, but Tara said she got this call or this email from a guy saying, I've broken into your computer. I have all your dirty pictures. You need to pay me this much money via Bitcoin. If you don't, I'm going to release all this. I have your contacts. Yeah. He's like, you know, don't contact me unless you're going to pay me, blah, blah, blah. But through some emails, she was able to get a phone number from him.
Mm-hmm.
And you decided to try to get a hold of this guy this week.
Absolutely. So let's see what happens.
All right, it's another Shan scam.
Hello.
Hi, is this Rick?
Yeah, this is Rick.
Hi, Rick. I received your email that was kind of weird, saying that you have videos of me or something.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So it says, like, you have inappropriate videos that I'm doing things and that you want money so that you won't leak them.
Well, I explained everything in the email. Just email me. I'm really busy right now. Just email me.
No, I want to talk to you because you're saying that I owe you money because I don't want these videos to go out, right?
No, I don't think you do. No, I don't think you want the videos
okay,
out.
Okay, so what...
Just email me. Just email me.
What videos are you talking about?
You know the videos.
Oh, I do? I mean, which ones? There's multiple, apparently, right?
Well, yeah, so you know there's more than one. So I've got the one with you and, well, for instance, the one with you and a girl. So
Girl, come on now. We both know that would never happen.
Oh, it would never happen? Okay, because I got videos. So can you just email me, please?
No, I don't have the time. Quickly. I'm trying to give you this money, right, Rick?
Well, yeah, so email me and get me the money. It's perfect. Look, I've given you explicit instructions how to pay me in Bitcoin. So just do that. It's a win-win.
I don't even know what Bitcoin is. Is that something you play on
Everybody
Candy Crush?
Knows, don't play a player. Everybody knows what Bitcoin is.
Listen,
just
player, you have these videos of me that are, I don't know where you're getting them from because it's not me. I don't even have a laptop.
Yeah, so listen, you say you don't know what Bitcoin is. We both know you do. So listen, you have 24 hours to get me this money or I have all your contacts. I'm going to release these videos to all of your contacts.
Oh, who's on my contacts?
Family?
Who's on my contacts?
You know what your contacts is. I have them on a list.
Name one person on my contacts.
Look, I'm not going to stay on the phone with you. I gave you explicit instructions.
Can you send me the list you have?
Everything's good.
Can I highlight the people I want you to send it to?
You want me to do that? Because I can do that.
Yeah, I want to. I can color coordinate it for you in different highlighter colors.
But you're playing with fire, okay? If you really want all these dirty videos out, I can send them to your mom if you want to keep messing with me.
Okay, so what's my mom's name under then?
I'm not going to get into this with you. You've got the email, you know? I'm really busy. I got to go. Just email.
Yeah, you're so busy scamming people, you dirty ass Rick. Like, I know you're a dirty dog and you don't have any videos of me because I don't even own a laptop and you can have a coat.
Okay, look, I've given the instructions in the original email. So just give me the Bitcoin or you're done for.
Okay, well, why don't you just release the videos? Because, hey, at the end of the day, that's how Kim Kardashian got famous. So, hey, I'm all for that. I need some followers. I lost some followers this week. You can actually tag me in the pictures, too, at Shan Berries on that video.
Really? That's what you want?
Hashtag I hit it first.
No offense, you are one dumb f***.
Oh, no, that's...
I am going to burn you.
Ooh, I'm so... Gotta let it burn deep down, you know it's...
Yeah, it sounds like it burns when you pee.
No, that's you, homie. That is you. You would know about how it burns when it pees.
Okay.
Oh, you had to get that in, didn't you? Gotta
let it burn. Seriously? I hate these guys.
I know, right? When you find out, like, they're just as creepy as you would expect...
Totally shook.
Like, how did it get to that? To it burns when I pee.
I don't know. Like, he obviously is juvenile. But I first heard of this scam months ago. My friend Patty forwarded me the email, and I had not seen it. And then Tara sent it to us, and then I got it. And it literally, at first, when you're reading it, you're like, huh? Like, he's like taking over your computer. Has anybody else got this one? 888-456-9970. But he's like taking over, and he's like, I know what you've been watching. And if you want it to stay our dirty little secret, then you need to give me $1,000. I'm like, And I, you know me. I know. I was like, damn, you know what I've been watching?
Watching, really?
Oh, you right. should be shocked and on the floor exactly. right now. I'm like, this is bad.
Right.
Like,
are you still contacting me?
Listen, had I not known about this one, I would have been scared when I got that email. When I got the email, but luckily, I had already seen the email before.
All right. Check out the Shan Scam. It'll be on the Fernando and Greg podcast a little bit later on at 997now.com. Or go ahead and download the 997Now app. Do that today. Take us everywhere that you go.